晚上的读经进度是《列王记下》十八章。
Our Bible reading progress for the evening is 1 Kings chapter 18.
当然，每一章啊都有它的主题啊，因为作者的目的啊，就是要告诉大家啊一些中心的信息。
And every passage has a theme because the writer, the author, is trying to tell us a message.
啊，那个信息啊，也就是神要让我们知道的。
And that is a message that God wants all of us to know.
因为圣经都是神所默示的。
Because the scriptures is inspired by God.
啊，默示那个作者啊，来对人表达神对于人的信息。还有需求要人知道的。
And the author is inspired by God to write the message that God wants to tell his people.
那列王记下十八章最主要的中心信息啊，就是那信仰的复兴。
And the theme of 2 Kings chapter 18 is a revival of faith.
因为在当时的大环境之下，北朝以色列的信仰啊，已经偏离了神要他们走的道路。
Because at that time, the northern kingdom of Israel had already deviated from the path that God wants them to walk on.
啊，虽然神派遣很多先知啊，告诉他们要回头。
Even though God sent them many prophets asking them to turn back.
啊，但是呢，人就是不肯回头。
But the people did not return.
因此，他们就遭受到外族的侵略。
And so they were attacked by foreigners.
啊，就是遭到很大的麻烦。
And they had many problems.
啊，就是有个坏人呐，那个。外族的王要来侵略他们。
And there are kings from other nations who came to invade them.
啊，现在南朝呢，啊，虽然有些好王。
And so the southern kingdom, even though it had a few good kings,
但是对整个大环境来说啊，以色列人啊，包括南北朝，他们眼睛所看到的是异族的人啊，外邦人。
But broadly speaking, the northern and southern kingdom, all they can see with their eyes are the Gentile nations.
啊，因为他们刚进到迦南地的时候。
Because when they first entered the land of Canaan.
啊，他们没有赶出啊全部的那个迦南七族。
They did not drive out all seven tribes of the Canaanites.
啊，还有很多迦南七族啊居住在他们中间。
They didn't drive out all the Canaanites, and so there are many Canaanites who are still dwelling among them.
啊，那些民族呢，不是一两个人。
And so these people did not comprise of just one or two people.
因为迦南七族啊，那个本来是他们的故乡。
Because Canaanites,
那个七族的人呐、啊，啊，迦南地啊，以色列地本来就是他们的故乡啊。
Oh, so the tribes from the seven Canaanite tribes, the land originally belonged to them when the Israelites came.
啊，没有把他们赶出去的话，那换句话说，这些以色列人呐、啊。不是绝大多数的人、啊、
And so because the Israelites did not drive out these Canaanites, that means that the Israelites were still in the minority.
因此、啊、他们就受他们的影响。
And so then they were influenced by the Canaanites.
啊，现在到了南朝。
And so now in the southern kingdom.
啊，一个王啊，叫做西西家王。
There was a king named Hezekiah.
啊，西西家王他就决定呢，要做一个信仰的复兴。
And King Hezekiah decided to make a spiritual revival.
我们可以看到这个信仰的复兴啊，它里面的内容啊，值得做我们今天的教会啊，要做一个信仰的复兴啊，做参考。
So we can see the content of how he revived the faith. It could be used as a template for the church revival today.
所以这一章呢，把信仰复兴啊，啊，做一个很有系统啊，一个很要点啊，来告诉我们后代的人。要怎么样做一个信仰的复兴
？And so this chapter lays out very systematically, point by point, how to conduct a revival of the faith for the later generations.
啊，一些要点啊，西西家所做的，我们今天也是可以做。
And so there's some key points that King Hezekiah did that we can also do.
那信仰的复兴，当然这是很大的题目。
And so, revival of faith is a very broad topic.
那为什么要复兴
？Why must there be a revival？
复兴就是在恢复以前的样子。
A revival means to go back to what it was like before.
要恢复起初的样子。
To revive the original form.
所以圣经说，你要恢复啊，要起初的爱心啊，起初的信心啊，起初是很重要的。
And so that's why the Bible tells us to remember our first faith and love, because what was there before was important.
所以神也是一样，要我们要回到起初啊的样子。
And so God wants us to return to the original state.
那起初的样子是什么？我们要想一想。
And so we should think about what it was like before.
比如说起初神创造天地。
For example, before, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这个是最大的基准点这个是最大的 foundation.
And this is the greatest foundation.
起初神创造天地。
That in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我们就是要承认我们的神就是创造天地的主宰。
So we simply recognize that our God is the creator of the universe.
这里回到起初。
And so we need to return back.
所以信仰的复兴也是要回到起初的原点。
And so the revival of faith is to return to the originating point.
就是回到神那里。
Which is to return back to God.
那我们来看看西底家有没有达到这个要求呢？
And so let's see if King Hezekiah was able to meet.
列王记下十八章第五节。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 18 verse
5. 西底家依靠主以色列的神在他前后的犹大列王中没有一个像他的。第六节。
Verse 6.
因为他专靠主总不离开谨守主所吩咐摩西的诫命。第七节。
7.
那神就与他同在他无论往哪里去尽都亨通。后来他背叛不肯释放这个外邦的王亚述王。所以我们看他呢再回到起初那一点。就是神那一点。
And so we see that he returned to the originating point, which is God.
因为神起初呢，向亚伯拉罕显现。
Because God had once appeared to Abraham.
然后再向以撒显现。
And he also appeared to Isaac.
再向雅各，后来改名为以色列显现。
And he also appeared to Jacob, who was later renamed Israel.
因此圣经经常说神是亚伯拉罕的神。以撒的神，雅各的神。
And that's why the Bible often says that God is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
那位神就是创造天地的主宰。
And that king, that God is the creator of the universe.
虽然外邦的人也是有拜他们的神。
Even though Gentiles also worship their own gods.
也是被人们称为是神。
And they were also, these gods were also called gods by people.
所以一样的，今天很多人也是在谈神。
And so likewise, today, people talk about God all the time.
但是所拜的神不一样。
But yet they worship different gods.
西底家就是拜那个起初创造、起初神创造天地的那位神。
And so King Hezekiah worshipped the God and the one who created the heaven and the earth in the beginning.
他也是以色列的神。
And he is also the God of Israel.
因此他就是再回到起初的那一点，说他这信仰的复兴再回到以前的起初。
And so for his spiritual revival, a revival of faith, he returned back to the original point.
所以他有一个复兴的目标。
And so he had a goal towards his revival.
信仰要复兴就是要有一个标的有一个目标。
And so for faith to be revived, there needs to be a goal.
因为以前的人就偏离了目标。
And because the people at the time, they deviated from that goal.
现在呢，他要再回到这个目标来。
And now they must return back towards the goal.
他要专靠他，要专靠要。要全心靠他，要专注他，要 focus on God,
and have to focus on God.
就是不被其他的所影响。
And meaning not to be distracted by anything or influenced by anything else.
我们今天人知识越来越发达。
Today people are getting more and more intelligent.
所以老实说很难专心靠主。
And so honestly speaking, it's very hard to focus on God.
那西底家是专靠主。
But King Hezekiah held fast to the Lord.
虽然他是王
，even though he was the king，
在当时对他来讲，他也是有很多的资源。
At that time, we can say he had many resources available to him.
他要经济的权利，他要政治的权利。
He was doing well financially. He also had political power.
什么资源都有。
He had all sorts of resources available to him.
他有很多的顾问。
He also had many advisors.
但是他不靠这些。
But he did not rely on any of these things.
他专靠主。
He held fast to the Lord.
所以信仰要复兴的第一步，就是回到起初那一点，而且呢，要专靠他。
So the first step to a revival in the faith is to return to the originating point and to hold fast to the Lord.
那这点要是做不到的话，那信仰的复兴就会被大打折扣。
If we cannot do this first step, then our revival will be heavily discounted.
So, 一样的，我们今天虽然是人们有很多的知识。
And so today, even though people are very smart and knowledgeable,
那知识呢会把神在我们心中的地位慢慢的剥削，慢慢的减少。
And that knowledge will cause us to drive God away from our hearts.
啊，当然，对我们已经信主的人呐、啊，比较不会；但是还没有信主的人呐、啊，他不懂得靠主、啊。
Of course, for people who are already believers of God, it may not apply. But for people who don't believe in God, it will cause them to not come to God.
啊，你会发现啊，跟这些比较有受教育的慕道者在谈道。
You can feel that when you're talking to a truth seeker who's more well-educated.
啊，他们在我们在讨论宗教信仰的时候。
And when we discuss our faith and religion with them.
啊，很多他们啊都是啊以他们自己的专业背景哈、啊。来切入信仰。
Many of them look at faith from their maybe professional backgrounds.
所以到后来，他们讲这讲不通啊，因为是他们以自己的专业哈，以自己所学的，以自己的学问，以自己的经验来看信仰。
And so many times you can't really get anywhere because they're looking at faith from what they know.
那我们作为基督徒，当然不能像他们，我们要专靠。
Of course, as Christians, we cannot be like them. We have to hold fast to the Lord.
比如说我们有很多人啊，会学有学过广告啊。
Maybe some of us are majors in advertising, majored in advertising.
啊，所以他都是有的人就赞成我们教会在做这个福音的宣传呢、啊，就是要像做广告一样。
And so some people may advocate and say that when we try to preach and spread the gospel, we should approach it like an advertisement.
那事实上哈、啊，很多很多那个资深的传道人呢、啊。
And actually, many more senior ministers.
啊，不管是我们教会还是说我们其他教会的都好。
Be it in our own church or in other churches.
其实大家有年轻的时候啊。
Everyone was young once.
那年轻的时候都是有自己的理想。
And when you're young, you have your own ideals.
我才刚从神学院毕业出来。
You may have just graduated from the TTP program.
啊，学到很多的东西。
And you learned many things.
啊，外面的还有圣经的。
Things from the outside, things in the Bible.
啊，这个拟定啊，信仰复兴的大纲啊。啊，拟定啊，他说计划信仰怎么样的复兴。
Oh, and they may make big plans for how to revive people's faith.
啊，结果他就失败。
But they end up failing.
说这些以前曾经是年轻的这些传道人啊。
And so these are once young ministers.
啊，包括我们教会的还是其他教会的。
Including in our church and also outside of our church.
结果发现啊，都行不通。
They realize that their methods just can't work.
有失败过啊。
And they experience failures.
So, 后来就发现
and so later they realize
就是要专靠主
that they have to hold fast to the Lord.
就鼓励要祷告啊
and so we have to encourage people to pray.
这是唯一的方法
and that is the only way.
后来这些人、哦再回到神这边来、结果有用啊
and later when these people return back to God, then they become useful.
啊、教会的复兴
then the church is prosperous.
所以很多的教会、很多教会是不注重祷告
And so if churches don't see prayer as important,
不专靠神的话,
and they don't hold fast to the Lord,
啊,教会会慢慢萎缩的,
then the church will slowly just start to shrink.
啊,所以你可以看得出来,教会有没有在长进。
And you'll see that the church won't be growing.
就是跟祷告有很大的关系。
And it has a great deal to do with prayer.
所以信仰要复兴。
And so for our faith to revive,
一定要回到起初神那里啊。
We have to return back to the original place, which is God.
既然要回去的话，就是一定要专靠他。
And since we are to return and go back, we must hold fast to him.
因为不专靠他的话，就等于没有回去啊。
Because if we are not holding fast to him, it means that we have not returned.
那还是各行其道的，像世俗时代一样。
Then we're just doing things our own way, just like all the other generations.
啊，那我们刚所谈的是第一个目标，那第二个目标啊。
So we just talked about the first goal. What is the second goal?
因为神的事情有时候是比较抽象。
Because sometimes matters of God are a bit abstract.
啊，有些人当然还没有进入到那个那么高的地步啊，那么灵性那么高的地步。
Some people have not reached a high point in their spirituality.
那他们眼睛所看到的就是看到人。
And what they see with their eyes are other people.
因此也可以从人来学习啊。
And so you can also learn from others.
因此希西家呢，第三节。
And so in verse 3,
希西家就行神眼中看为正的事，效法我们注意哦，效法他祖先大卫一切所行的。
And King Hezekiah did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done.
因为神是看不见的。
Because God is invisible.
所以他就 效法啊，有一个人啊，做来学习模仿的对象。
And so he picked somebody that he could see to imitate.
所以他就模仿谁呢？模仿他祖先大卫啊。
And so he imitated his father David.
因为他也读过大卫的历史。
Because he has read the history of David.
那以前写圣经的人对于大卫的评价，那也就是神对于大卫的评价，有一句话。
And people who recorded what David had done had the same evaluation of David as what God had evaluated David.
就是说大卫除了那一件事情，除了 他抢人家的妻子哈，别是把那一件事情呢，哎，那以外啊，他都是遵循神的旨意啊。
Which is other than the thing that David did, which is to steal someone's wife, he did everything that was according to God.
他抢了乌利亚的这个。我们来看哈，看列王记上啊。
Let's read First Kings.
列王记上十五章。
First Kings chapter 15.
第五节。
Verse 5.
列王记上十五章第五节。
First Kings chapter 15, verse 5.
因为大卫除了赫人乌利亚那件事。都是行神眼中看为正的事，一生没有违背神一切所吩咐的。这是圣经啊，给大卫啊做一个评价。
And so this is the Bible's evaluation of David.
除了赫人乌利亚的那件事情
，except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite.
啊，其他他一生啊都是遵循神的命令。
In all other things, he followed the commandments of God.
那赫人乌利亚的那件事情呢，神已经赦免他啊，他自己呢也负了一些因为错误所带来的后果。
And David, God had already forgiven David concerning the matter of Uriah the Hittite, and David also suffered the consequences for it.
所以大体来说啊，他是一位好王。
And so as a whole, he was a good king.
因此值得来效法，好的方面值得效法。
And so it was worth it to imitate the good things that he did.
因为他行眼中看为正的事。
And because he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
所以希西家王他就效法他祖先大卫所行的事。
And so King Hezekiah did according to all that his father David had done.
这个就是一个学习的标的。
And so this is a goal, something to learn towards.
好像保罗他也说，你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Just as Paul says, imitate me, just as I imitate Christ.
因为看人呢、啊，有些时候是要学习比较快的。
Because sometimes it's easier to learn by looking at what others are doing.
不相信的话，你说啊，学习基督要效法基督，效法基督什么？
If you ask someone to learn from Christ, imitate Christ, you may ask, imitate what?
当大家说、啊、谦卑呀、啊。
Then someone may say, well, be humble.
顺服啊。
Be submissive.
忍耐呀、啊。
Have patience.
那这些品格都是很抽象的。
And all these qualities are very abstract.
啊，就是效法一个人，比如效法那个保罗啊。
But if you were to imitate someone like Paul.
啊，保罗他就位啊，都很早就到啊。
Paul always comes to service early.
那保罗他怎么样待人呢、啊、
And we see how Paul treats other people.
就大家眼睛看得到。
And it's something that everyone can see with their eyes.
哦，原来这样子叫做谦卑啊。
So then they learn that's what humility looks like.
啊，谦卑的人就是这样，把心思意念啊，就是内心没有什么隐藏的。
A humble person means that they are not hiding anything in their hearts.
好的他，不好的他，都挖出来给大家看。
The good things about them, bad things about them, is there for everyone to see.
所以他也不会骄傲，也没有什么值得骄傲的。那他也不会自卑的。
And so they will not become proud because there's nothing to be proud of, and they also won't pity themselves.
啊，那我们就了解到，哦，这个原来是谦卑的真正意义啊。
And then we realize, oh, so that's the true meaning of humility.
说谦卑啊，不只是在说，哎，我不行啊，我无能啊。
So humility is not just saying, oh, I can't do that, I'm not capable.
啊，不是这个意思。
That's not what it means.
所以大家就从他的身上啊学习到，哎，圣经里面那些属灵的品格到底是什么意义啊？
And so from him, people can learn what the spiritual qualities recorded in the Bible means.
因此他也是一样啊，就效法大卫。
And so Hezekiah is the same. He learned from David.
啊，因此信仰的复兴呢，啊，可以抓几个在灵性上比较好的人，可以作为榜样的人啊来学习。
And so to revive our faith, we can pull some people who have a high spirituality that we can learn from.
有的人啊，聚会精神很好。
Some people have a very good attitude about worship.
有的人奉献精神很好。
And some people are very good at offering.
好，那他还要不只是学习，还要做啊，要实际做出来啊。
And not only did he learn, he actually had to act it out.
好，来看第四节，十八章列王记下十八章第四节。
Let's read Second Kings chapter 18, verse 4.
他废弃丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那时以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香。希西家叫铜蛇为铜块。啊，他要废弃这些敬拜偶像这些行为。
And so he had to remove the practices related to idol worship.
那其中有一项就是。铜蛇
one of which is pertaining the bronze serpent.
那铜蛇当然这个是要时代背景啊。
Bronze serpent had a historical context.
那这个时代背景已经过了。
And that historical context had already passed.
那它本身呢，再没有什么宗教的意义。
And so it in itself no longer had a spiritual or religious significance.
大家呢还把这个铜蛇啊当成是一个神一样。
But yet the people still treated the bronze serpent like it was a god.
原来这是摩西时代所造的。
Because it was something made in the time of Moses.
好像现在有很多人啊，在寻找什么方舟。
Like today, many people are searching for the ark.
啊，寻找约柜。
Or searching for the ark of the covenant.
那找到的话，不知道要怎么样啊？
And don't know.
假设真正找到。
And if they were to find it, you don't know what they're going to do with it.
啊，可能有的人可能会跟那些跪拜啊。
Maybe some people will kneel down in front of it.
哇，这是以前古时候摩西啊所造的约柜，这是当时挪亚所造的方舟。
And may say, oh, this is the ark built all the way back then by Noah, or this is the ark of covenant made by Moses.
啊，那是一个时代的产物。
And that was a product of that generation.
那个时代已经过了。
And that time and generation has passed.
因着希利家就称他那个是一块铜而已。
And so, King Hezekiah called the bronze serpent just a bronze thing.
啊，那个本身呢，没有什么宗教意义的。
And that thing no longer had a religious significance.
它不过是一个金属块而已的。
It was merely a bronze item.
可是，这个要打破还是很困难的。
But it's not easy to see that point.
因为以色列百姓一些习惯啊，并且每一个人都认为，向他烧香没有什么不对的。
Because of the Israelites' habits, and people may think that there's nothing wrong to burn incense to it.
主耶稣当时也是想要打破啊，这个犹太人的传统。
Jesus also wanted to break through some of the Jewish traditions.
所以啊，后来他遇到逼迫啊，很大的阻力啊。
And so he was greatly opposed and suffered persecution.
啊，他也是因为这样子啊，他牺牲了。
And it was in that way that he was sacrificed.
因为以前那些传统啊，是对人来说，对人来说是一个重担的。
Because the traditions at that time became people's burden.
耶稣说啊，你们来我这里啊，就不用挑重担了。
And so Jesus says, "Come to me, then you no longer need to bear these burdens."
那保罗也是一样。
Same with Paul.
他为了破除啊以前的传统。
In order to break through the traditions of his time.
那个传统是由人来的。
And these traditions come from man.
那个传统是过于神的意思啊。超过神的旨意。
And those traditions surpass the will of God.
因为是由人来的。
Because it originated with men.
因此就必须要破除。
And that's why they need to be taken away.
可是要破除，要遭遇到很多的阻力，要遭遇到逼迫的。
But to break through these traditions, it will be people will oppose you, and you may be persecuted.
因为希西家他要破除这个也是很困难的。
And so for King Hezekiah to break through, it is also difficult.
啊，没有人敢去破啊。
And nobody dared to do it.
好像当时主耶稣啊，在那个年代要洁净圣殿啊，也是很不容易的。
Just like for Jesus, for him to cleanse the temple in his time is not easy.
因为有人呢、啊，认为也不错啊，很方便的、啊、哈，在圣殿里面呢、啊，能够做一些买卖哈、啊。
Because some people may find it very convenient to do some selling and buying in the temple.
好像有的人呢、啊，来教会要卖保险。
Just like some people come to the church to sell insurance.
那也可以从另外一个角度来说，也可以啊，不错啊， 很方便来教会啊，顺便啊，买东西啊，一次就解决了。
From one perspective, it seems pretty good. You come to the church, and then also you get to buy insurance. Very convenient. You can kill two birds with one stone.
啊，不用再去跑别的地方。
You don't need to go shop somewhere else.
啊，大家都以为不错啊。
And so everybody thought that it was fine.
啊，几十年以来都是这样子的。
And it's been that way for decades.
啊，要破很难。
And so it's very difficult to break these traditions.
勇敢
啊、unless you're very courageous.
啊，进去就发威啊。
And you go in and make a stand.
啊，把这些人的桌子都翻了。
And to turn over the tables.
啊，破了他们的饭碗啊。
And to break their livelihood.
啊，所以他们很生气。
And so that's why they're angry.
这是一个很不简单的事情。
And so that something like that is difficult to do.
做西底家他也是一样。
And so same with King Hezekiah.
信仰的复兴啊，就是要回到以前起初的样子的。
And so to revive our faith is to go back to what it was like before.
那这个就是我们今天所称的生命之道。
And this is what we call the gospel of life today.
我们要回到生命之道。
So we need to return to this gospel of life.
那有些时候教会啊，可能因为传统的关系。
And so in the church, sometimes because of our customs or traditions.
啊，这个要破，要需要一些时间。
It takes some time to break through these traditions.
但是也是要勇气的。
But it takes courage.
所以复兴的意义啊，就是说要分别为圣。
And so the meaning of revival is to be separate and holy, set apart.
那复兴呢，是一件好事情。
And revival is a good thing.
可是呢，也会遭遇到考验呢。
But you may also end up with trials.
So, 从十三节哈，从十三节十八章十三节以后。
So, starting from chapter 18, verse 13.
哇，西底家王十四年，亚述王西拿基利上来要攻击犹大的一切坚固城。十三节。
Verse 13.
所以我们看这个考验来的。
And so we see that the trial came.
啊，亚述王要来。围攻他。
The king of Assyria came up against him.
啊，当时亚述啊是一个很强盛的国家。
At that time, the kingdom of Assyria is a very strong nation.
我们也可以用网络去看啊，你查你打亚述啊，那里面有很详细的介绍。
You can search Assyria on your computer and you can see some information.
那我们会发现啊，它是一个很强的国家。
And we'll realize that it is a very strong nation.
那它也是很残暴的一个民族。
It's also a very ruthless and ruthless people.
因为当时强盛的国家哈、啊、是可以随意啊去抢劫的一个比较弱小的国家。
Because at that time, the stronger nations can do whatever it wants to the weaker nations.
啊，假如不听的话，他们就杀哈、啊、杀那个城里的人呢、啊。
If people don't listen to them, then they can go and kill everybody in the city.
啊，杀的时候连婴孩啊都不放过。
And they kill everyone, not even sparing infants.
啊，当然以前呢、啊，没有什么叫做人道主义啊，没有什么人道精神。那、啊、现在的话不行啊，你杀婴孩，联合国会抗议的。
Back then, there's no such thing as human rights. Today, if you do that, then the United Nations may protest against you.
啊，今天看不到了。
But so today, this is not something we can see.
婴孩是无辜的。
Because infants are helpless.
婴孩没有反抗的能力。
Infants don't have a way to defend themselves.
那今天不行，以前可以，那可见以前是残暴啊，因为以前这种行为是残暴行为，所以现在才不被社会的道德所允许。
And so what is not permitted today, and that is permitted back then, means that it is a very savage behavior. In that generation.
好，那现在这种国家哈、啊、要来攻打犹大。
And so now such a nation is now going to attack Judah.
那西底家怕不怕
？And so is King Hezekiah afraid?
那西底家第一个步骤哈、啊，第一个怎么来应付的
？And so what did King Hezekiah do to overcome this?
啊，那看十八章三十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 36.
百姓啊，静默不言。并不回答一句，因为王曾吩咐说、啊、不要回答他、哎、就是保持沉默，保持沉静安静。
So what King Hezekiah did was he kept quiet、
啊、所以他也是会遇到考验。
And so he also met up with trials.
所以一间教会假如要复兴信仰的话。
And so for a church to revive its faith.
那也有这个我们叫做魔鬼会做工啊。
We know that Satan will often work.
啊，神也会来考验呢、啊。
God may also give us trials.
那我们怎么办？
And so what should we do?
那就是要保持静默。
We must keep quiet.
保持静默就是一种力量，安静就是一种力量。
We have to hold our peace, and because quietness and peace is a source of strength.
你看这个时候，就是大家保持安静，这个统一的做法。
And so all the people were unified in keeping quiet and holding their peace.
那一般我们只要是碰到很教会，只要是碰到很大的问题的话
，usually if a church is going through a very difficult situation,
当然就开会。
Usually we have a meeting.
开会的时候这个一句那个一句。
In the meeting, people can voice their opinions.
有时候开了很长的时间，还没有一个结论。
And sometimes the meeting goes on for a long time and there's no conclusion.
那这一章告诉我们的，就是要静默不言。
But what this chapter tells us is that to hold our peace and not say a word.
再回到原始点。
To go back to the originating point.
起初。
To the beginning.
就回到神那里。
Which is to return back to God.
那怎么样回到神那里？
So how do we return back to God?
就依靠神呢。
It means to rely on God.
既然是大家都要依靠神，那还有什么话可以说？
And if everyone relies on God, then what's more to say?
那就不需要开会了。
Then we don't need meetings.
大家都归下祷告。
Everyone just kneels down and prays.
在刚刚幼弟要领事的时候，我们就是要膝盖的功夫啊。
And so just Sister Yudi, when she was leading him, she says that we need to work our knees.
所以信仰要复兴。
And so for our faith to be revived,
就是从祷告开始。
It starts with prayer.
要回到了起初那一点。
And to turn back to the originating point.
那这个星期就是我们灵恩布道会。
And so this week is our spiritual convocation.
那灵恩布道会也就是一个信仰复兴的时候。
And evangelical services, and this is a time for a revival of our faith.
那我们可以看到，那我们聚会的人数，晚上聚会的人数，并不是很踊跃的。
We can see that not too many people attend the evening services.
那可能是交通不方便，没有人接送。
It could be that transportation issues, no one is there to pick people up.
那也可能是大家习惯了。
It could also just be habitual.
有可能是讲的人讲不好，说大家不想来。
Or maybe the speaker is not that good, so people don't really care to attend.
不管是什么原因哈。
Regardless of the reason.
我们大家都来祷告。
Let's all pray.
讲的人当然要尽力哈，要尽自己的努力。
Of course, the speaker needs to try his best.
但是还是要多祷告哈，求神能感动大家。
But we need to pray more to move people's hearts.
所以我们现在祷告。
So now let's kneel down and pray.
膝盖的功夫。
To do the work of our needs.
我们求神亲自动工。
Let's ask God to work personally.
复兴我们信仰。
To revive our faith.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.